Okay. Porque la agua que te dice que voy a venir, va a venir, ay, va a ser el tiempo del chubasco, y el chubasco va a romper y va a tirar todo por donde quiera, y el agua se va a ir para arriba y para abajo, muy alto, como un montón, riendo, verdad, no te puedo decirte la fecha, pero está muy cerca todo lo que te ha dicho. Ahora me cojo que te quiero que a lo mejor a pecho te repico a la que arca. Arca, it is coming, it is upon you, and you don't even realize it. My children, you must wake up, and you must educate, inform your children of what's ahead, for the abyss is in front of you. For when the clock strikes 12 is the time that the new day begins. The new day of the new world, of the new heaven, will come just like when the clock strikes 12, you'll have a new day. Be in the end, it will be fast and swift, but for the good ones, the pure at heart, the righteous, the ones who repent their sins, it is just a glorious beginning, for they will be in heaven with me and my Son and the Holy Spirit. Forever, without a care, without a worry. Your bodies of today have no idea, no comprehension of what it is to live in total peace and harmony with your brother, your sister, with nature, with everything around you. Wondrous. You can fantasize and imagine, but it's more wondrous than you can fantasize. It's more wondrous than you could possibly dream. For that's what's waiting for the saints that turn to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For he's the path. He's the door for everlasting salvation. So my children, repent, look to Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. Only Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember that. I can never understate it. Look to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pound that into your head. For man's laws, man's ways, will lead you to the pit. If you pray, pray, the Holy Spirit will show you, will guide you, will direct you. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the way, not the law of man. Burn that into your head, into your mind. Jesus Christ of Nazareth has the keys to the kingdom, not man's laws, man's stipulations, man's burdens, just because they use the name of Jesus Christ does not make them right. The Holy Spirit, the counselor, the provider of the truth, is there with you now, but you have to make a firm commitment in your heart and your mind. You have to really want Jesus, not just say it, for he's the way, not the rules and regulations that all these churches have. Some are really way off. Some are struggling. They have an idea, but they're placing all these regulations and burdens on you. They mean well, but they lost the focus. Doesn't matter how free they say they are. None of them are free. Not a single one. You have to turn your eyes and your ears on Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't know how many ways I can say it, and in how many manners it has to be said, but I'm going to keep saying it and saying it until you listen. The same with you pastors. Remember the name Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The way, the path, the door, the keys to heaven. Not your rules, not your regulations. And it doesn't matter how hard or how you work or how you play. It's your focus. The law of man is the law of man. The law of Jesus is salvation. Don't, please don't, try to make the Bible something that isn't to justify what you want it to be. The Bible has the answers, but you have to read it with an open mind, an open heart. The minute you put your God in a box, you're lost. He can do more wondrous things than your little minds could comprehend. So, my children, relax, take a deep breath, and focus upon Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Holy Spirit will guide you. Remember that. This is your Father, Jehovah, the Creator of heaven and earth, of all that is and will be. I want you in heaven. I really do. But you have to be sincere. If you only could see what I could see, and that's the heart, you could never fool me or my son. I'll be waiting for you in heaven. This is your Father. I love you. I adore you. But remember, my Son, Jesus Christ, my only begotten Son, who died for you.
2:31 a.m., the 18th on Thursday.